أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 25 to Ayah 28 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's speech, His kalam with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had been mentioned, and then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grants Musa alayhi salatu wa salam nubuwat, and the first mission of the nubuwat of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is Idhhab ila Fir'aun, go to Fir'aun, innahu tagha, for certainly he has transgressed, he has exceeded all bounds and all limitations. Immediately Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam petitions Allah and he makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another very, very important lesson for us. The whole gist of this dua is, oh Allah, I will never be able to accomplish. I will never be able to do anything without your help and without your assistance. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes this dua. Qala, he said, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O my Rabb, expand for me my bosom, expand for me my chest. The expansion of the chest that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is requesting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, O Allah, this is a very, very great responsibility, and I do not have the ability to fulfill this responsibility until and unless you make me worthy of this. And that worthiness by the expansion of the breast, that is, O Allah, grant me that knowledge that one requires to do this work. Grant me that wisdom that one requires to do this work. Wallah, it requires forbearance, it requires patience, it requires endurance, it requires this kind of wisdom that one has to have in order to take your word and now place it in front of another human being. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a lesson also, that we are not worthy, we are not capable of anything until and unless Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes us worthy and Allah ta'ala makes us capable of it. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Now he does not stop there. He realizes that this is a very difficult task. The circumstances that had taken place, that before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Madian, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in Egypt and he slept a person, and that person, in error, the slap had taken place at that magnitude, and the person passes on, there is a warrant of arrest, he comes back to Egypt, on the one hand thinking that probably there is no warrant anymore, but however the circumstances is such that perhaps there will be some difficulty that will come, so oh Allah, create ease in my affair, in the affair of delivering your message, in the affair of the nubuwat and the messengership. Allah says, وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now again makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. O Allah, now the literal translation of this will be, O Allah, open the knot from my tongue. My tongue has a knot, and O Allah, unknot, loosen that knot, open it out. What does all this mean? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a stammer, he had a stutter. And there are certain narrations that indicate that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a little baby, he was in infancy, and he was in the house of Fir'aun and the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, like a little child, would play on. But on one occasion, in one narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam held the beard of Fir'aun with one hand, and with the other hand he slapped him. And in another narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam like children would play with sticks and other things, he was playing with a stick and he hit Fir'aun on his head. Now Fir'aun was arrogant, and Fir'aun immediately responded with anger. That if this is the case, remember, Fir'aun is an Egyptian, he's a Coptic. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is from the Bani Israel. There is this conflict, this is the fear that some Israeli person will take over the kingdom of Egypt and overthrow Fir'aun. So these were the one fear, these were some of the fears that Fir'aun had. And on the other hand, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does this. So Fir'aun immediately retaliates and he says that this child has done it because of his intelligence. In other words, he is that candidate to take over the hukumat, to take over the kingdom. On the other side, Asiya says to him, it's a little child. Whatever he has done because of his innocence. And Fir'aun then, now in this thing in his mind, whether it was in innocence, whether it was done deliberately, Asiya says to him, put it through the test. So he calls for two trays. In one tray is a burning amber, and in the other tray there is some glittering jewelry. In his mind, if this is a child will obviously go for what glitters more. And of course, a burning amber glitters more than gold, and this child will go for the gold. This child will go for the amber. If the child goes for the gold, then whatever he's done is because of intelligence, and he needs to be attended to. So these two trays were brought. Again, in one narration, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was actually going for the gold. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam instinctive perception from their birth. He had perceived that the coal in itself, if I touch it, it is detrimental and the gold has value. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down and he moves the hand of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on the coal. Musa alayhi salam takes the coal, and now to prove innocence to a greater extent, he takes the coal and put it on his tongue in his mouth, and obviously he burns. Before anybody could rescue Musa alayhi salam, and the result of that was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had the stutter, he had the stammer, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's dua is, oh Allah, I have got the stutter, I have got the stammer, it is very difficult for me to articulate, so open out this knot from my tongue, and then yafqahu qawli, so that they may understand my word. So according to certain narrations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relieved it, Allah released the tongue, but just so much that people could understand, otherwise that stutter and that stammer remained with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.